Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
From simple structures to highly complex headquarters, Mueller Custom Buildings are engineered and made to help your business grow. Hear how Mueller helped Brian with a custom steel building for his company.
Here at Gibson Automotive, we're a collision repair. We do bodywork, paint. We also sell a few cars. My contractor wanted to use Mueller because they were the best. So why wouldn't I use Mueller? This project turned out better than I ever imagined. There wasn't a nut and bolt that didn't fit anywhere it was supposed to. Going with Mueller was one of the best decisions I made in the whole construction.
Visit our website today at MuellerInc.com to find a location near you and view our wide range of building types, from workshops to commercial projects. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, it was a great day for the cattle futures market here as we closed up for about the third day in a row, and we made the highest levels we've seen since the beginning of March or end of February. So really, really strong markets here. August live cattle were at 103.42, up $2.12. October's up 2.25 at 106.80. So it was higher. There was cash trade this week anywhere from 93 to 98. It looks like the bulk of it is around 95 cents. The feeder cattle were stronger as well. They're up anywhere from about 250 to 365. And the August feeders, the last trade was up 365 at 143.07. And that was roughly 75 cents or so off of the high of the day. So really, really strong cattle futures markets here. And even the hogs caught a bid, up 352 in August at 53.67. The boxed beef market was up 37 cents on choice today at 201.13. Select up 5 at 191.42. So the boxed beef just a touch higher. The choice select spread's $9.71. And the total load count was 92 loads. Again, it looks like short covering rally here as the market made new highs for this move and people that have been short getting out. And then a little bit of the tail wagging the dog here with the futures market making the cash market higher. So now we get into chicken or the egg. Is the cash or the futures driving it higher?
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Wheat farmers, here's a variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas, including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance. Showdown is another Graze and Grain and Golden Grain OSU variety. To learn more about Showdown, log on to okgenetics.com.
Today's grain futures kind of gave back what we gained yesterday in the wheat. Kansas City December was down 10.5 at 460.25. That was 4 cents off the low. Chicago wheat down about 12.75 at 541. The bean market 7-8 cents higher here with November beans up 8 at 890.75. December corn up 3.5 at 337.5. Ongoing concerns, a little bit of weather issue, maybe. Nothing real imminent at this point, it doesn't seem like. In terms of real destruction in production on corn and beans in Midwest weather. And really a highlight over the last five or so trading days has been what China has bought from the U.S. They bought a significant amount of corn and soybeans. It's estimated around 3.259 million metric tons of corn here recently, since Friday actually, and about 1.04 million metric tons of soybeans and about 320,000 tons of wheat. So China's in the U.S. buying it, and they're probably having just as much of a factor of this movement as anything else. But it's also, there's real no threat to the weather at this point. So their buying is also being offset by maybe a little bit of increase in production due to normal weather patterns at this time. The Dow Jones giving some back today. Right now it's down about 270 at 26,500.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.